Yeah.
Now we go to Vinko Bogataz, the Yugoslavian, the youngster. His inexperience, he fell on his first jump.
A lot of speed in that track. Now look out! Look at him go! Oh, baby.
Great. 2026, Olympics.
The following program is an exclusive presentation of ABC Sports, the network of the Olympics.
And now for an exclusive preview of the 2026 Olympics in Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy. Correspondent Peter.
Tell us about it. He's in Peter. Special sports report. Special sports report. Olympics.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us all about it.
Tell us all about it.
Please.
Please.
Are you going to tell us about it?
I'll tell us about it!
Okay, go.
I tell us about it!
Alright, let's hear it.
I hear it!
I want to hear it from you.
I hear it from you!
Can you tell us about the 2026 Olympics?
It's going to be opening ceremonies February 6th, closing ceremonies February 22nd!
Okay, where?
In Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy! Winter Olympics, yeah!
Can you tell us about which events we're gonna experience on the Winter Olympics?
Oh, yeah! Skiing! Sledding! Skating! Bobsledding! Snowman making! Giant snowmen all over the world!
Who will have the largest and most magnificent snowman at the 2026 Olympics? Who will? Which country will have the most? What do you think?
All countries?
Who will be the winner? Who will get the gold medal for snowman building this year?
I have no idea.
This is a new event, isn't it?
New event!
Here, hold on to that. Yeah, don't lose it. Okay. All right. So, what countries are involved now in the 2026 Olympics?
Around the world!
What countries? Can you name a few?
From A to Z.
From A to Z. A being what?
A to Z.
What country begins with A that will be participating?
Afghanistan.
And what country begins with Z that will be participating?
Zimbabwe.
Fantastic. All right. And what's your favorite event of the 2026 Olympics or any Winter Olympics? What's your favorite event? Competition.
Skiing,
okay. Do you go skiing?
I used to.
Did you? Okay. That's excellent. Where did you go skiing, Mr.
Vermont?
And what was your favorite mountain or ski slope?
Mount Snow.
And did you do that when you were a little boy?
Yeah.
And you just zipped on down the hill, huh?
Yep.
Wow, fantastic. How'd that feel when you were doing that?
Great!
Did you have the wind in your hair?
Yep.
And you snow on the skis.
Skis!
Zippity-doo-dah down the hill.
Doo-dah!
Wow, excellent. And when you get to the bottom, what did you do then? When you get to the bottom of the hill?
I won a prize!
You did? You won a prize? Fantastic. What kind of prize? Do you remember? Remember what that was? Was it a trophy or a...
Trophy!
Oh, wow. All right. And then you went into the lodge.
Yep.
And you... What did you have? Sip some hot cocoa, maybe? By the fire?
Yes.
That sounds incredible. How about skiing now? Do you do that anymore?
Nope.
All right. What else can we learn about the 2026 Winter Olympics?
Winter Olympics!
What do we got?
Coming up!
All right. And where can we see the 2026 Olympics? Can we watch those?
Yep.
Are we getting a plane ticket to Italy?
From Boston!
You're going to fly out from Boston and you're going to stay in Italy. Where are you going to stay?
At a Cortina d'Ampezzo Hotel.
Oh, fantastic. Really? Are you going to stay there? Oh, wow. How long does it take you to fly from Boston to Italy?
About a mile ahead.
Oh, wait, hold on. Here, grab.
A mile ahead.
All right. How long of a flight is that? How many hours?
I don't know.
How many minutes?
I don't know.
Is it a long time?
Yes.
Will you eat a meal on the plane?
Yes.
What will you have?
Something tastier.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Well, I can't wait. Winter Olympics, very exciting.
What do you have?
Judy. We have DJ Judy here today. Very special guest. We haven't had Judy here in quite a while. And we're very happy to have her. Judy, are you excited about the 2026 Winter Olympics? Winter Olympics. Judy, come on up. Let's tell us about the Olympics. Do you enjoy watching the Olympics?
Yes.
Can you talk into the microphone? Come on up. Watch where the microphone is, all right, in front of you. Okay, go. Olympics.
Olympics.
What do you like about the Olympics?
I used to go to,
What do you think? What do you think, Judy? You like the Olympics?
Sometimes.
You like winter, period? How about winter? How about snow and ice and
cold?
Do we love it? Mm-mm. Are we loving the snow and ice that we have right now? This is the month of January. We are still experiencing very cold weather.
Cold.
And still lots of snow and ice around. What do you think?
Mm-mm.
Love it?
No.
All right.
No,
what can you tell us? What don't you like about it?
Come on up.
You got to come right up close so we can hear you. Go ahead. All right, Judy. Tell us. We love it. We love it. We hate it. What is it?
I hate it.
Hate what?
Snow.
Hate the snow.
Ice, too.
Ice, too. We don't like it. Okay. Why not?
Because I tripped.
Oh. Well, we don't want that. No, we got to stay safe. What can we do to stay safe? Maybe this is a good... How are we going to stay safe in the snow and ice this winter and cold?
Careful.
All right. How are we going to be careful?
Don't fall.
How?
How?
What are we going to do to stay safe?
Be careful.
Careful.
All right. We're going to wear fancy boots?
Yes.
With giant spikes on them?
Yes.
Grab onto the ice and snow so we don't fall?
Yes.
Okay. What else? Anything else? Any other ideas to stay safe in the winter?
How about you?
Over here. Over here. Who's this man? Who's this guy? Excuse me, sir. Can I talk to you for a moment?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I am DJ Smash Bang about the Olympics, about swimming.
Ah, yes. Winter swimming in the 2026 Italy Frozen Snow Olympics. How about it? Are we going to experience that this year?
The summer.
Oh, that's the summertime. What about the Winter Olympics? What about that?
Winter Olympics has a light snow.
Light snow. And what is your favorite event? Do you have any? Any favorite events for you?
Brothers.
Brothers? What? Tell us about that. Go ahead. Tell us about that.
Germany, China, and Canada.
Okay. And... what events will you be watching, sir? What events?
Swimming Olympics.
Winter Olympics. What events will you be watching?
Nope. No idea. No idea. Please. No idea. He's game gravy. Ketchup. Ketchup. Get my beans.
Channel 12.
Channel 12. And we'll watch the Winter Olympics on Channel 12.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back.
Phil?
Judy and Phil, talking about stuff.
And Judy, how's it going?
You too.
I'm doing good.
Good? I'm doing good.
I'm doing fine. It's pictures.
Pictures. Pictures. Judy and Phil. Judy and Phil. Pictures. I don't know. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
What about, Phil?
They are happy people.
Table outside. Judy and Phil. Talking. Pictures. I have no idea. Pictures! Hey, Phil! Hey, Judy! Pictures! What are they talking about? Willis! Willis!
Are there people at the house?
People at the house?
Yes! Hey, Phil!
Judy!
Phil!
Are there people?
People.
How's their friends doing?
Friend doing good. I got a new apartment.
Wow, it's nice.
And we got roommates. Me and Jordan's roommates. I had a roommate. Nice roommate. I have a nice apartment. My room, nice. Clean. Yeah. And after that, I made my bed. Yep. My room. Talk about it. Yep.
What do apartment?
Good. I got roommate, Joni. I got new room. I got roommate. New kitchen. Dining room. New room. Stove and refrigerator. TV. Yep. I got two TV upstairs and downstairs. I don't know. Good movie on my TV. I don't know. Yes. Cop. You know, movie. I got. Oh, yep. I don't know.
Why have a supper last night?
Oh, yeah. Two hot dogs. Hot dogs, I do.
Hot dogs.
Nothing.
Ketchup in my beads.
Ew.
Yes.
I think hot dogs on my ketchup and mustard relish. Buns. Eating my buns.
Hot dog, ketchup, and mustard. Buns.
Man, I don't want to know.
What do you like about your apartment? What do you like?
I don't know. I clean it all day, every day.
Yeah, tell us about that. Tell us how you take care of your place. Go ahead. Right in the microphone. Tell us how you clean it. You take care of it. You use the vacuum cleaner. What do you do? Do the dishes?
Joni do them.
All right. Tell us about it. Can you tell us?
I don't want to do it. Oh, I don't want to.
Judy! Do dishes. Lots of dishes. Need to be done. Thank you.
Dust. No. Dust.
What do you do about it?
Sleep. The floor.
Do you have a vacuum?
Yeah, I got a vacuum. Cleaner,
right? Yeah, nice. What? Tell us about it. Tell us about your vacuum.
Blue.
A blue vacuum.
Vacuum. Blue vacuum.
How's it sound when you turn it on?
Was good.
What kind of sound does it make?
I don't know.
Does it go woo woo? Oh. Can you tell us how it sounds? All right. So we plug in the vacuum, right?
Yep.
The blue vacuum.
Blue vacuum.
We love it. We love the blue vacuum, and we turn it on. And it goes. And then what do we do with the vacuum? Vacuum up the what?
Dust.
All the dust.
Yep.
Get rid of it all. Suck it all up.
Yep.
Suck it all up in the vacuum cleaner.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we do all that and we take a break.
Yep.
We make a sandwich.
Sandwich.
In your kitchen.
Kitchen.
What kind of sandwich do you make?
Brownie.
Go ahead. No. Let's hear about it. Go ahead.
Brony.
Bologna sandwich.
Mayonnaise on it.
Right in the microphone.
Mayonnaise on it.
Mayonnaise on our sandwich. And what kind of bread?
White.
White bread, bologna, mayonnaise, cheese?
No. Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese? What?
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese and bologna sandwich?
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Let me get this straight. So we got white bread in the kitchen, right?
Yep.
We're done vacuuming.
Vacuum.
We're going to go to the kitchen and make some lunch.
Lunch.
All right. Tell us about that. Go ahead. We're going to have white bread.
Bread.
Bologna. Me. And cottage cheese sandwich. Is that right?
No, in a container.
Oh, in the container. We're going to have, on the side.
Side, yes.
Oh, not in the sandwich?
No.
Oh, so bologna, yeah. mayonnaise, and
bread.
With a little cottage cheese on the side. Yeah. All right. That sounds pretty good. What are we going to have to drink?
I do apple juice.
Apple juice.
Apple juice.
All right. Well, congratulations, Judy. Congratulations on your new apartment. It's so fantastic that you have that and that you're enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking good care of it.
We got a roommate together.
Yeah, yeah. You got a roommate and you're working. You're taking care of each other, taking care of your place.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Good job.
Yep.
So happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I can't wait to get my arm. My arm.
Oh, yeah, tell us about your arm. What happened to your arm?
I fell on a tree.
Can you tell us into the microphone so we can hear you?
I fell on a rug.
You fell on a rug?
I tripped over it.
Yep, and you hurt your arm.
My arm.
But now, how's your arm doing now?
Good.
Here, right.
Let's, my left arm.
Right in the microphone. Tell us.
My arm. Left arm.
Your left arm is feeling good now.
Yeah.
Strong?
Strong. Like,
all right.
Stretch it out.
Hold on. Can you make a big muscle for us? People can't see this muscle, but can you tell us how big the muscle is?
Big.
Right in the microphone. How big is your muscle?
Big.
Is it strong?
Strong, yeah.
All right. If you were to arm wrestle Phil here, who would win? Who would win in an arm wrestling match? Who would win? Phil or Judy? What do you think? Judy with her new arm?
I think
so. New and improved, stronger than ever. All healed up and ready to go. She's been eating a lot of bologna sandwiches. She's in training. Right? She's strong. She's been building up her strength with those bologna sandwiches and cottage cheese. Yeah, lots of protein there. Yeah, protein builder, built strong muscles. Strong arm. Right. Yeah. Okay. Very nice. Well, it's nice talking with you guys. Right?
Right.
Yep.
I'm going
back. Judy, when are we going to see you here again? Or are we going to hear you on the radio again? Are we going to hear you again soon?
Soon, yeah.
Here, can you tell us? Here, grab the microphone. Tell us when you're going to be back.
Soon.
All right. All right. We really enjoyed having Judy here. Judy's a good friend of ours. We don't get to hear Judy on the radio station all that much, but here she is today.
Yep.
Sharing and stronger than ever, whipping up new sandwiches. In her apartment. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right.
One, two. One, two, three.
One, two, three.
Two, three.
One, two, three.
Okay. What are you saying, Jim? Can you talk about that? What?
About the gopher.
Yeah, keep coming.
Well, I hope the gopher see his shadow on Monday, the 2nd, February. February, Groundhog Day. See his shadow, the gopher.
All right, so we're talking about Groundhog's Day here with DJ Jim, DJ Big Rig himself.
Rant, rant.
All right, so February 2nd, yeah, coming right up. And so what? Tell us what's going to happen now. What does he do? Who is it?
It's a gopher.
Yeah. Okay, and what does he do? What does the gopher do?
See his shadow.
Okay, and what happens? What happens then?
6 days from winter.
6 days of winter if what?
If he doesn't see it.
If he doesn't see the shadow.
Yeah.
How many more? What? How much? What? What do we do?
Six days of winter.
6 more days of winter. So if he sees his shadow or doesn't see it, sees it or doesn't see it, which one?
If he doesn't see it.
Doesn't see it.
Yeah.
Then we have winter until for how many more days?
March.
Okay. What do you think of that?
March.
What do you think of that, Patrick?
I think it's good because it's getting closer to spring, which I want.
Yeah.
I love spring because it's nice and warm. I'm going to go for walks again and ride my bike again. I'm excited. I can't wait. I get to go swimming again soon.
How about Rip Van Philly Cheesesteak over there? What's he talking about?
March is the spring.
Okay. All right. So, but we're still in January. We're coming right up on February. Probably by the time people hear this, we'll be in February. And then we'll know. Then we'll know exactly what's going on. But right now, we're still in the middle of big winter time, right? And what are we... You guys, we had some massive snow. We were just talking about this.
I know, we got like over a foot of snow. So much snow is unbelievable. The plow guys had to plow so many walls. They had to plow them so many times, put so much salt and ice down to keep walls from being slippery. And I had to do so much shoveling to myself and snowblowing too. Wow.
So we haven't had, we haven't had a lot of snow like this in a long time. I mean, this amount of snow.
I know, wow, this big huge mount.
All at once, we had like, what, 12 inches, 15 inches some places?
15 inches some places.
You know, 2 feet in other spots.
Like 24.
24 inches?
Yeah.
And so what did you 24. Guys do with all the snow? What did you guys do with all this snow?
At my house, I made some snow angels. It was so much fun. I jumped in the snow and it felt great.
Yeah. Yeah, Jim, what'd you do?
Shovel it.
You shoveled it?
Yep. I shoveled the cars out.
So, Jim, big rig, what did you use to shovel all those? Did you use your big tractor?
I don't have a tractor. Shovel.
Use your shovel?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had to shovel my car out, too, with a big shovel, which was a lot of fun.
And somebody else was telling us about what he did on that big wintry day. What did you do on that big wintry day?
What you did on Sunday?
Stay warm and cozy.
Elliot, how much snow you got?
Perfect amount of snow.
Do you do any shoveling, Elliot?
Yeah, shoveling.
Good, me too.
How much?
Pretty good amount, I think.
Well, what was the number of the snow? What do you do after the snow? So what'd you do?
Hang out at home. Hot chocolate.
I had hot chocolate too. It was so good. It kept me nice and warm. And I wore a big blanket too.
Blanket and hot chocolate, that sounds perfect.
And watched a good movie and relaxed.
Ooh, that's a good thing. You watch any movies there, Elliot? You know what I like in my hot chocolate?
I watched Batman and Spider-Man.
Batman and Spider-Man. You know what I like in my hot chocolate?
What?
Marshmallows. Marshmallows. No, jump.
Marshmallows.
Jim took the words right out of my mouth.
I love whipped cream in my hot chocolate. Whipped cream.
I used to have hot chocolate. I don't have it anymore. I like hot coffee instead.
Hot coffee.
Hot coffee. Hey, yeah, right. How about your hot chocolate?
It was sweet and delicious with marshmallows.
Ooh. Sleeping.
Yeah, move up, please.
Yeah.
Not take no nap.
No cat naps.
Yeah, no cat naps allowed.
I'm 8 to 12 inches a day. I'll have some fun.
Phil, did you do? You got Phil lives on a big hill. Kind of a side road and
on the side road.
Yeah, and there's always a lot of snow where Phil lives. So Phil, how much snow did you get at your house?
8 to 12 inches.
8 to 12. you got 8 to 12 inches. You probably got more than that. I bet you.
I thought.
And did you go outside and shovel?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell us more about your day? Tell us more about your snow day, your big snow day at your house.
I like it. I like it too.
Can you tell us about it? Can you talk about it? I'd like to hear about it.
It's 12, 15 inches.
Okay.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. I do like Dunkin' Donuts. I do like Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate.
Phil, did you actually go to Dunkin' Donuts in the middle of the snowstorm? Did you go to Dunkin' Donuts? Where did you go during the big snowstorm? Did you get out and go to the Dunkin' Donuts? You live pretty far away from that. Did you go there?
I do like to buy hot chocolate.
Come on, Phil, you didn't go to Dunkin' Donuts. And you know it.
Come on, Phil, you did not go to Dunkin' Donuts. I know you didn't.
Airwave sleepy stars today.
I'm not sleeping.
We got airwave sleeping stars.
Come on, I'm not asleep here.
Okay, come on now. Phil, let's wake up and tell us about your day.
Yeah, you did not go to Dunkin' Donuts. I know you didn't, Phil.
Yeah, Phil.
Why
do have a snow day? Maybe enjoy the home.
What do you do at your house, Phil?
Watching the TV.
What kind of TV show did you watch?
22 News.
22 News. Working for you.
22 News working for you, Michael Jackson. Yeah, I think it's Brian Lapis. He's a famous weatherman. He's very good, too.
All right, Brian Lapis.
Brian Lapis.
If you're listening, Airwave Superstars listens to 22 News.
Airwave Superstars listens to News for 25 hours a day. Doesn't stop.
Brian Lapis, weatherman.
Brian Lapis, he's a weatherman.
Brian Lapis, weatherman. The weatherman.
Weatherman. Oh, yeah. Brian Lapis, weatherman.
Superstar News with a safety report for the weekend.
I am Patrick Lapis, and today I'll be talking about the weather. And this Saturday and Sunday, we're supposed to get, like, between 3 inches. So, yeah, everyone, stay home and be safe and be careful on the road if you ever go anywhere and just take it easy. It's going to be so slippery and dangerous out there. It's not going to be safe at all.
Here comes DJ Big Rig to give us the safety report.
Brian Lapis.
No, DJ Big Rig.
Big Rig.
Big Rig with a safety report for safety the report weekend.
On the weekend.
Keeping us safe, DJ Big Rig.
Better be safe out there. Better look out for those icy spots. Yeah, but we got to put ice under it.
Yeah, a lot of black ice underneath there. Be careful. Don't get in no big accidents. And
Patrick
drive
Lapis.
Nice and slow. And yeah, don't get hurt or don't get killed out there, please.
You better take caution out there. Better be careful on the ice or you might slip off it.
Yeah, walk carefully, too. If you don't walk careful, you slip and fall. You could break your hip or break your leg. And, yeah, be careful on ice. Make sure you put a lot of salt and a lot of sand on the ice and just be super, super safe out there. Super extra cautious, everyone. And stay well.
Boots, hats, gloves, jackets, 3 layers.
And snow pants, too. And big, huge, nice, warm, cozy winter boots, too. Yeah, and a nice, big, huge winter hat.
Safety first.
Safety comes first.
Safety first.
What are you going to wear, Elliot?
Safety first. A hat and coat and boots.
And a scarf.
Scarf. Bubble wrap. Wrap it up.
Wrap her up. Wrap it up. Wheel on like 20 inches long. Steel belted radios. Steel belted radios. Wheel tires. On your feet, on your boots.
Snow boots.
Snow boots. Jim.
Heavy jacket.
Yeah, Phil.
Boots. Long pants. And shirt. Coat. And hat.
And gloves.
A scarf. A scarf. And that's it. Apple juice. And grape soda. And chocolate milk. And iced tea. And iced coffee. And chips. Cheeseburger.
I'm gonna be barbecue chips and Cool Ranch Twill chips and some Nutty Buddies and some Reese's cups and a couple slices of pizza and some chicken and a pork chop too.
Pork chop.
I get my energy and some energy bars too and some chocolate bars like Snicker bars and Reese's cups and Hershey bars. Keep my energy up and base some energy drinks with me too. Monster energy drinks. Got on a cold. And base some hot chocolate with me too. Try a firmness of hot chocolate, hot coffee. Jim.
How about a ski mask?
Yeah. Ski mask is good.
Goggles. Goggles. I have some at home. You need the sunglasses. Keep your eyes protection from the sun. Yeah.
Yep. Snowblind.
You can go snowblind. You rarely go snowblind. Middle of winter.
Yep.
You wear the goggles, the sunglasses. A hat. All protection. Keep your eyeballs safe.
And I've gone snowblind before. That's no fun, but I learned my lesson. I wear sunglasses all the time now. When the sun is shining on bright white snow, it's too bright for me. So I put on my goggles and my sunglasses to protect my beautiful eyes.
Eyeballs? Keep my eyeballs. Keep my eyeballs safe.
Who do you stop? Stop slurring.
DJ Patty. Thank you, Mr. Big Rig. Keep me safe.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Also, DJ Patrick.
You're welcome, everybody.
DJ Philly Cheesesteak.
Philly Cheesesteak.
We're safe.
We're safe and sound.
Safe and sound.
Superstar safe.
Thank you also. Brian Lapis. Who's not here? Who's not here? That's okay. Where's your friends? You know, keep it safe. You know. Mother part. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Brian Lapis. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your support.
Patrick Lapis.
Patrick Lapis, which is me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
very much.
Thank you very much.
Delicioso.
Delicioso, bello.
Magnifico.
Hello.
All right, so you know what? We're having a little trouble programming music. We like to try to play music in between our segments, and we're having a hard time. I don't know what's going on.
Got to update things, but you know, we don't have time for that, so we're going to make our own. We are going to make our own superstar music right here and now, and because these guys know what to do, we're going to do it ourselves,
because
we're awesome, and these guys are the superstars of the Airwave Superstars. By the way, if you don't know about the Airwave Superstars, right now, we got DJ Big Rip,
we got DJ Patrick Jones, we got DJ Philly Cheesesteak, and DJ Chicken Patty, all here for you in Greenfield, in Massachusetts.
Ice,
baby. You'll kick it. Ice baby. Stop. Come and listen. Ice back with my Bueno Vincent. Come and grab a hold of me tightly. Pull me, shove me daily. Will stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the light. A glow to the stream. I rock a mic like a vandal. Light it up, sage. Wax the chops like a candle. Dance, go, show us. Speaker, booms. Kill me your brain. Like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly when I play a drop dope medley. Anything less than best a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bullseye. I kid, don't play. If there is a problem, yo, solve it. Check my hook. My DJ revolves it. Ice baby. Ice vanilla. Ice baby. Ice baby. DJ Pat. Ice
baby.
Clap baby. Roll.
Metal.
Ice Pat. That's exactly what I'm talking about. We walk and
that's,
we whap.
That's a cycle I'm talking about.
That's the cycle I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the cycle I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ice baby.
Professor Mindy.
Talking about the environment. Go ahead.
Talking about your environment. Also, expert on Greek mythology. Ken Crush Gal, and I'm a writer. Environment, recycling, Greek mythology, Gal. And guys, do not think about littering and support out little kill. Go planet. Many a writer about Abbas, recycling, and the environment, support up gal, recycling, and guys, if you're watching this,
no littering.
Professor Mindy. I'm DJ Professor Mindy. I have questions. How about you?
Questions! Questions! With Mindy!
Mindy!
With questions!
For Mindy.
She is. All the way from Massachusetts. Professor Mindy.
Mindy.
Yeah.
Professor Mindy. I have a question. Please. Thank you. Greek mythology knows the answer. Simple question. Please.
What is your question?
Greek mythology.
How many eyes does a cyclops have?
Two.
Wrong. The answer is one. One eye. I don't know.
Yes, I got a question. Hey, Mindy, what is the temperature outside right now? Is it warm or is it cold? Yeah, what do you think it is?
It'd be cold.
Yes, I agree on that. It's very chilly out today. Brr, I know. The temperature is like 30 or 29 degrees. Pretty chilly.
Brr. I have a question for Seth.
All right, Casey. I'm listening.
What's your favorite this season?
My favorite season is fall. Or as some people call it, what is that other word? I forget. Wait a minute. I think Mindy has the answer to that. What is the other name for fall? That is my question to you, Mindy. Professor Mindy, please. What is the other name for fall?
I know it. Brain.
That is not correct.
Oops.
Can somebody tell us the other name for fall?
I forget.
Cold weather?
That is not correct. I think we might need the professor's help here. Does anybody have the answer? What is the other name for fall?
Do you know? Autumn.
Wait, come on up.
Oh no. Autumn. Autumn. Yeah, answer is autumn.
Join us next time for a very exciting and riveting episode of...
Professor Mindy, I have questions.
I am DJ Waxer.
I'm DJ Pat.
We are the type of kink. Let's type of fats about Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Okay. Number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Number
one. If Valentine's Day has innocent woman organs. Number two. And then we'll triple Saint Valentine's Day.
Number three.
The always knowing Valentine's call dates to 14th and 15th.
Whoa, that's a long time ago. Wow.
Is that a question?
Number four.
America spend billion on Valentine's Day actually.
Number five.
Five. In the United States alone, customer sucking over $25 billion each year on Valentine's Day give and celebrate the average person spend around $1.75.
Wow.
Your typical spend twice as much did the second largest gift-giving holiday after Christmas in terms of customer to spend.
Wow, number six.
You're missing five, this one, sorry.
Number six. Moving on.
Five is over 220 million are produced for Valentine's Day.
You think of that, Pat?
I think it's wonderful. I love Valentine's Day. It's one of my favorite days ever. I get to get my friends nice Valentine's Day cards and get them nice chocolates and candy and stuff.
Mmm.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody have a favorite chocolate?
My favorite chocolate has a chocolate heart with peanut butter filling in it.
Hey, anybody gonna make a Valentine's Day ham?
I'm gonna make a ham out of heart.
How about that?
I go to shopping at Dollar Tree. I buy for someone a nice gift Valentine's.
Valentine's Day ham.
Valentine's Day
or,
gift.
Or, you know, special ham. Gift. What kind of gift? What's a good gift to give or receive on?
A Valentine's Day card.
A card is always nice.
Card's nice.
With flowers.
Thoughtful.
Flowers. Like roses and stuff, or
sunflower. Sunflower. Well, that's
or tulip.
Sometimes a tulips.
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 All right.
Okay, next one is.
Oh, number 10.
Number 10.
What it says is Valentine's Day call on the second most exchange call in Chile.
That's wonderful. That's great. I love
Marvelous.
It.
Okay. Number 10.
Number 10.
Number seven.
Number seven.
Your chocolate has been a five times gift for over 150 years.
150 years.
How
about
that's a long time ago. Wow.
I wouldn't want to eat 150-year-old chocolate.
I don't. That made me sick.
Might not be too good.
Won't not be good. Too good at all.
All right.
All right.
And number 10.
Number 10.
What's your favorite kind to for Valentine's Day?
What about you, Pat? What do you think?
My favorite thing to do for Valentine's Day is to give my friends a nice Valentine's Day card or a nice Valentine's Day gift, like a box of chocolates or something.
Sounds good.
But Seth,
maybe go out to eat somewhere.
Go out to eat. Go to Applebee's or 99.
Yeah.
Or Chili's.
Chili's. Yeah. Yeah. Have a little Valentine's Day chili.
Valentine's Day chili.
But Seth, what's your favorite thing to for?
That would be it.
To
go out,
someone.
Go out to eat. Yeah,
go
out somewhere special and have a special meal.
Yeah.
Mindy, what's your favorite thing to do for Valentine's Day? Valentine's Day. What's your favorite thing to do? Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Of a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's something nice. It's something creative. Minnie. Okay.
Writing a book and spicy meals are my favorite.
Sounds awesome.
Awesome.
I like that.
I see it. Oh, yeah. My favorite thing to do on this program, this music, my favorite is Valentine's Day music, the marching band. The old marching band, Valentine's Day, that celebrate people, our lives.
Love stink. Yeah. Love stink. Yeah. Boston. Boston.
Happy Valentine's Day.
All of you.
All of you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
DJ Peter. Where's CJ? Can you go get DJ Peter so he can give us a happy Valentine's Day? Where is he? Mindy, you want to give us a happy Valentine's Day? Into the microphone? How about it? Just one more. Come on. Right into the microphone.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah, yeah. Where's Peter? Where is he?
Where's Peter? Where's Mr. Pete?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I'd like to say hello. Hello to everybody.
Hello
out
everybody
there.
Out there.
I'd like to say
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone! Our friend Peter over here.
Happy Valentine's Day.
How about it, Peter?
Happy Valentine's Day!
That's like it. Wow, we love it.
Happy Valentine's Day! How about that?
Make good food.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day, thank you.
No. I said no. I don't know what to do.
We'll be right back.